What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news that you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
We appreciate everyone for listening. Make sure to share, subscribe, rate, and review. We have two positive news stories we're talking about today on this Tuesday, but we all know positive news never expires. If you leave us a five-star review with a comment and send us a positive news story, we will send you a Positive Truth t-shirt for
free 99.
What do you have for your first positive news story?
Let's get it. So this story is actually really cool. So there's a lot of people that were dealing with alcohol addiction, drug addiction. And in Europe, there's this program called Tackling Minds. It's a nonprofit that basically goes out. They pay for a lot of fishing gear, and they teamed up with a lot of doctors and nurses to prescribe fishing as a prescription instead of just drugs for anxiety and depression. Them doing so has changed over 2,000 people's lives, JP. This sounds made up, right?
Because
this
is something great.
It's wonderful. A few years ago, all I did was run in the summer and go fishing, or fish and then go run. It was a beautiful time. It was probably the least stress I've had as an adult, now that I think about it, whenever I was reading this story. So what ends up happening, Tackling Minds, they go to these doctors, they find out who needs some help. They go fishing, they give them a professional, an instructor to go fishing with them. They catch these fish, of course, to catch and release. They don't keep any of the fish, which I think is amazing in itself as well, too. Keep the waters full of fish. They catch and release, they talk, they do other outdoor activities as well, too, like hiking and camping and things of that nature. The whole goal of Tackling Minds is to inspire and to show people that it's not just medicine you have to take, it's other things you have to do with it, like going outside and experiencing nature. They actually just won a King's Award for voluntary service, which I think is amazing, the King Charles Award in Europe, which I think is great. This right here honestly needs to be followed everywhere in every single country, because we all know how much sunlight does for you when you actually go outside, whenever you're feeling down, feeling alone. Get out of your room, go outside, take a walk, go fishing, whatever you can do. I think it's amazing. And this story right here, Tackling Minds, this is an amazing organization, and I hope everybody everywhere follows suit.
It's almost like overcoming something is easier with a community and people holding you accountable.
Community is everything.
With the Positive Truth Podcast, for my positive news story, I've done New Mexico and how they're doing free babysitting for everyone.
Right.
I've done Iowa City, free busing for everyone.
Right.
So now we're going to Tucson, Arizona, where the U.S. Department of Agriculture has started Scraps to Soil. It is a food waste reduction program, but they're doing it with the elementary schools. So they're providing, now this is American tax money, $360,000 over 2 years to help schools in Tucson Unified School District turn leftover food waste into compost. So they have classes for the elementary kids. And what they do is the participating schools collect food scraps and organic waste from lunches. And then they that waste that usually would just get thrown away, they return it to the school and they community gardens, they grow produce, and they teach the kids, like, this is how and grow things, this is the importance of recycling, all that fun stuff. And then they make garden programs all through the elementary school, so the kids are inspired to go green. This program also helps advance the city's long-term sustainability goals. Their goal is to have a circular economy, try to get to a target of diverting 50% of the food waste by 2030, with achievement and goal of zero food waste by 2050. Food waste contributes to landfill masses, emissions, greenhouse gases, all that fun stuff. The program also works with local nonprofits, including Native American nonprofits, who come in and also talk to the kids about volunteering, education, the importance of bettering yourself and the community.
Which is the most important part in my eyes.
I think it's really awesome. There are some state-run programs that are doing great things. We're talking about them here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Yeah, we usually don't talk about them, but that is actually a great story, man. The fact that kids are getting able to be hands-on with the compost and seeing that how that science works is amazing, while giving back not only to their community, but to the world. You know, going green in 2025. Woo, we're still at it.
Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditations where Tim and I talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
My day after meal that was cooked. I had menudo the day after Thanksgiving, man. It was amazing. I didn't fall asleep this time, but I definitely was relaxed. I get a lot of good food, so I want to be thankful for that.
And somehow you're still 129 pounds.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to lie. I'm tiny right now. Wait, I weigh 150, man. What are you talking about? I've gained 25 pounds.
My bad. 128.
Part of this podcast. Woo. How are you, sir? What are you grateful for?
I actually had all... See, the thing is, the only thing I don't write down is the things I'm going to be grateful for. And then I always forget them because you always say something. I'm like, really? They're either like super adorable and I'm like, oh, I got to follow that up. Or they're super like, come on, Tim.
Hey, I'm grateful for food. It's been a good week.
Hey, you should be. You're eating like a king every day. I'm actually jealous.
Man, I'm eating like a king. I try to stay humble about it, though.
I am grateful for the... cheap, since we're talking about Thanksgiving food, there's a lot of cheap options now for like glass containers that don't have plastic. They're only like $30 at Costco and then you get 60 pieces. And I'm like, oh, these are really nice. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna be grateful for. Also, I got a new dishwasher like a month ago. It's going great. It's way better than my other one. And yeah, simple things.
Simple things in life make everything better.
Do you have a simple quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Be yourself and make the world adjust. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.